Good morning, everyone. Thank you all so much for being here for the board meeting. I would like to call the meeting to order at 9:11 a.m. I ask that as a courtesy to all, please ensure that you've silenced your cell phones. Also, I'd like to remind our directors to turn their microphones on and off each time they speak to help with the audio and video recordings. Where is Scott? There you go. Okay. Let me first start by acknowledging and expressing my gratitude to Director Dave Scott. His service as presiding officer from December 2011 to February 2019 has been a great service to the board and the state of Texas. Thank you, Dave, for your leadership, and now, as you continue to support our board of directors on the Brazos River Authority. Thank you.
I'd like to say I wish you all the luck.
I noticed they have you real close to me, so that way.
I'm right here.
Okay. I would also like to thank the directors that serve with Dave. Dave Scott, that retired from the board this year, directors Chris Adams, Robert Christian, Gene Grant, Henry Munson, and Carolyn Johnson, who, by the way, served the board from 2001 to 2019. We would personally like to thank them, and we'll do so at a service event this summer. Now, I would like to introduce our new board members. So as I call your name, if you would just raise your hand so everybody can acknowledge you. Director Judy Crone, PhD from Round Rock. Director Crone brings her dedication and enthusiasm to the board after a long career in education, training, and professional development. Welcome. Director Jan Henderson from Georgetown. Director Henderson brings a wealth of project, construction, engineering knowledge to the board from her role at M&S Engineering. Welcome, Jen. Director Tracy LaChance from Danbury. Director LaChance brings production and manufacturing's best practices and inventory management from her role at Rice Tech Incorporated. Welcome, Tracy. Director Royce Leslie from Comanche. Director Leslie owns and operates his family farm and ranch, bringing us land management experience. Director Alan Sanderson from Sugarland. Director Sanderson brings financial and COE knowledge as a CPA and former Texas Army National Guard Corps of Engineer Officer. Welcome, Alan. Director Wayne Wilson from Bryan. Director Wilson owns and operates Wilson Cattle Company and also serves on the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group, bringing a wealth of land and water knowledge to our board. Welcome. I am glad to welcome you, new directors, to the board, and know that you will continue to great that you will continue contribute greatly to the leadership and future direction of the Brazos River Authority as we maintain, manage, and plan our future water needs for our Texas citizens. As we move forward in the meeting with the notice of meeting acknowledgement, I can announce that the public meeting notice was properly posted. As required by law, the notice of this board meeting was received by each of the directors. As for attendance and announcements, Directors Rankin, Smith, and Tallis indicated that they would not be present at this meeting. We now have reached the portion of our meeting where we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you who are interested in providing comments, please fill out one of the cards available at the reception desk, and we will call you to approach the podium to make your comments at this time. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that the board is limited by provisions of the Open Meetings Act and the ability to participate in discussions or deliberations on issues that are not posted in the meeting's agenda. The first public comment is from Jeannie Grant, our recently retired director. Jean?
I'll try the microphone. And I'll follow my notes so that I don't talk too long. Some of the new board members know I can talk a while. So first I wanted to come and be here today because I won't be able to be here in July for the alumni celebration that they typically have. But I felt it was important to come, and I'm so impressed with this new group of directors, so well-rounded, the choices, and from different locations throughout the basin. Can you hear me? Okay,
yes.
Good. Thank the staff. Amazing staff. I'm not going to name names, but I'm going to list some things here. The departments, all these departments have worked together to make a great team over the last 14 years that I've served. There have been a lot of changes in regulations, and more changes in regulations, changes in the water board, that the water development board, all of our partners have had changes. Therefore, this staff has to adjust daily to all kinds of changes. So they've done a great job doing that. Our tech managers, they do a great job. Our folks out in the field, our basin managers, and the people who support them, they're just amazing. You learn that over time. It's taken a lot of people to make this River Authority the success that it is. I'm always impressed with our legal counsel and also how our human resources department works with staff. And it's just interesting how complicated some of these departments have to be because of the constant changes in policy from the state and the federal government and other partners. And so I don't want to forget the communications people in the IT department. If it weren't for the IT department, we wouldn't be up and running this morning. And I understand. And also our communications department. They've done a great job, and if you've seen our website, that's just one indication of how much they've improved over the years, of course, with all the technology that's available. And that has really helped the Brazos River Authority let the communities we serve know what really is going on at the Brazos River Authority and how things are totally out in the open. I want to thank the support staff here at the central office. They're amazing. I don't see all of them here today, of course, but thank you. They do such a good job, and especially those who help the directors. We've got great leadership. You've had great leadership for the last 16, 17 years, and it's a really first-class organization. I want to thank the environmental staff. That's another area where if they were not on top of the environmental situation, that is a real tough subject to deal with, and they always help prepare the staff for whatever eventuality. So it's a great team. Our financial folks do a great job. So let me just say that I feel honored, and it has been a pleasure to serve with these folks. And it's also been an honor to serve with the directors, great people from throughout the basin who have done such a good job of helping the staff and maybe also learning from the staff. So, and now you have a wonderful, relatively new CEO. So I'll be watching, and I'll be really excited about the creative and wonderful advances, for example, on Allen's Creek Systems Ops, but then there's so many other things that are going on that people will learn if they read the website, and the directors will learn over time. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. It's been an honor and a pleasure.